This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, February 15th. Well, sweetheart news from the cattle market on Valentine's Day. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, cattle was climbing. It seems that the futures are really staying strong ahead of that Federal Cattle Exchange auction today. Experts are saying that they expect like higher prices and that they will definitely emerge, you know, from the tighter supplies. And it looks like if demand gets a little bit of a bump because that U.S. dollar index was down so dramatically, we could really be off to the races and start to work towards that number, that 127 number that we topped out at a few sessions ago. We start to get through there, then we're going to be really above the resistance area, and we get some follow-through buying. I think that we can get the market could build ahead of steam.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 5 at 454 and 3 quarters. March corn was up a half point at 366 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 530 to 552. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for February were down 4 and 3 quarters, ranging from 614 and 3 quarters to 639 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for February were down 1.5, ranging from 715 and a quarter to 730 and a quarter. Live cattle for February were up 82.5 cents at 127.80. March feeder cattle were up 90 cents at 148.35, and February Class 3 milk was up a penny at 13.48.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.